America's podcast. I'm your host, David Hayden, and joining me by phone today is Senior Editor John Dietrich. Hello, John.
How's it going? It's interesting to be calling in.
You're about the second or third guest that we've had via phone, so it's becoming the new normal.
Yeah, working from home is great.
This week's podcast, we're going to be going over the phenol and acetone market. This will be centering around John's recent news story that just came out about U.S. domestic phenol market tightening.
Right. So phenol contracts domestically are typically locked in for about a year at a time, 2 years top. And for 2018, they're about 8 to 12 cents per pound on a delivered basis over your benzene cost. But exports are now looking at a premium of 12 to 15 cents a pound over benzene on an FOB basis. You know, comparatively, there was really not a domestic FOB, but if you were looking at a domestic ex works price for a phenol contract, you'd be looking at something like 4 to 7 cents a pound. So you're looking at almost an 8 to 9 cent per pound premium if you're exporting the phenol. The problem is with the recent capacity rationalization that we had in February when Shell idled one of its two units, there's not a lot of spare domestic phenol supply. And so what you're hearing is the producers are trying to push the buyers to take maybe a little less contract volume if they can get away with it, so that they can then take that extra material, export it, and make, a good chunk of money, especially because the buyers right now aren't in need of a lot of domestic spot. However, domestic demand is pretty strong. So, they're not really interested in taking less than they want. Additionally, you've got then the idea that the producers will try to raise the adder level where possible. And they'll only have to do that at the start of 2019, end of 2018. For most cases, some contracts they'll be able to kind of push up, but you're definitely looking at a much more attractive export situation for the producers. You're seeing them try to ship some of their material overseas into Asia.
So in a nutshell, exports for phenol are attractive. Buyers are pushing for declines. Producers are pushing for increases.
Well, buyers aren't so much pushing for declines as it is buyers are not going to want to pay increased adders, especially because, it's unclear how long this attractive export market will last. It's really based on supply tightness in Asia. And we just saw a phenol unit restart last week and a new phenol unit come online in China. So these premiums could go away very quickly. So you're kind of seeing the producers trying to capitalize on a very short-term situation, but I'm sure they're able to shift some volumes that way. But long-term, it's going to be hard for them to really increase the adder price by too much. In 2018, maybe 2019, they will get a bit of an increase.
And tie this in with acetone for me. It's long at the moment, correct?
So acetone is in a very, very odd situation. We over-imported acetone following Hurricane Harvey. And we over-imported acetone when Shell announced in October that they would be idling their phenol acetone unit. And all that acetone came over from Asia, but it didn't get absorbed. Shell was a little delayed in getting that unit idled. But following Harvey, we lost acetone production, but we also lost acetone consumption. So we didn't get too unbalanced. And all of this length in the acetone market is mostly being held by traders, by distributors. It's not so much held by the producers. The U.S. producers are looking to push up the price of large buyer acetone because the feedstock cost for refinery-grade propylene has been increasing. But they reached a point in April where the price for a barge of acetone was more expensive than a truck or a rail car, which is not how the market works. And so what you're seeing happening is some of these distributors and traders are now trying to sell domestic spot barges, and they're lowering the price into a 32, 34 cent per pound level, where the contract was in the your kind of delivered post discount price was in the upper 30s and expected to go up again in May. And so now the question becomes if the large buyers in the U.S. shift their volume from their contract producer to these distributors and traders in the short term, do the producers end up with long acetone?
Right.
And then that delay kind of what's expected to be an inevitable situation where because Shell idled that phenol acetone unit in February, do we end up balanced on acetone longer than expected? Because the thought was when Shell idled that unit, the U.S. would go to being somewhat balanced on phenol, but would be decidedly tight on acetone and would require imports.
Okay.
So we're kind of in a situation where, the buyers are trying to put pressure on the producers by shifting their purchasing elsewhere. And if they do that, then the producers are going to end up long, and that's going to kind of conflict with where RGP is going. You know, another factor with that was the thought that the U.S. should have the cheapest acetone because we should have the cheapest propylene because we have the PDH coming online. We had this new kind of cracker wave, but as we've seen with ethylene being so cheap, you can't justify running anything other than ethane, and suddenly propylene is a little tighter than expected, and RGP is stronger than expected, and you're not seeing that in Asia. So we might actually end up with a situation where Asian acetone is attractive, and it might be until the third quarter when the U.S. does get tight on acetone.
So we're talking about the third quarter. That would occur during the fall because of capacity rationalization.
Right. And because we're not bringing in a lot of acetone right now because there's so much inventory.
So supply and inventory are the main culprits of the situation right now.
Right. Short term, we're super long. Long term, we're expected to be tight. And so it's kind of creating tension in the spot market and potentially the contract market for acetone. And it's also a matter of who holds the length. Right now, it's distributors and traders. But if they unload it at the expense of producers, then it's going to be producers with length and acetone.
Now, could you give any insight on what the situation is going to be over the next 2 to 3 months before the fall gets here?
Well, right now it looks as though the buyers are purchasing from traders and distributors, and so that's going to lengthen producer inventories. They probably will have to come down on their margins. Right now they've got pretty healthy margins on acetone over RGP. They're probably going to have to take a bit of margin loss in the next month or two to continue kind of moving their volume out and not getting, you know, too long. We probably see acetone continue to rise just because RGP is going up.
Right.
I think we will see a bit of a margin compression on large buyer acetone over the next month or two.
Thanks for the update, John.
No problem. Always happy to be here.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on the phenol or acetone market or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit isis.com. And be sure to tune in to our next podcast.